Morning, everyone. Continuing with this need, we're going to skip around in packets, packet 9, go back to the Orzerua, packet 7, and so we're going to discuss how the Orzerua applies to a Veska and Kavua, a question that we've discussed before. I just wanted to clarify, and we'll take a look at the Machlokes, the Tosos, and the Ramban regarding Veska Chodesh. Does Veska Chodesh exist at all? So we explained previously that the Shach holds, the Shach explained really how the Orzerua applies, how the Orzerua is not really arguing on the Gemara. It said, the Gemara was talking about a case where she had a Ves Kavua, and she also would see during the Oina at the same time. She always saw at the same time during the Oina. She either saw during the day, always during the night. That's Ves Kavua by, Kavius by definition, one or the other. And she always sees, let's say, the same time in the Oina. So she always sees by the day, but she always sees at the same time of the day, and at noon, or at the beginning of the day, whatever it is, but it's always the same time. And in such a case, then the Orzerut does not apply. She just has to be Purish the whole day, and by doing so, she'll be Mekayim, Prisha Samak the Vest. Right? So the Prisha from Nates until noon, let's say, will be, or whenever the day starts, will be a Prisha that's adjacent to the onset of the Vest at noon. So then you don't need the Orzerua. But the Shach said if she, even though she has a Vest Kavua, she always sees during the day, but it floats, the Vest during the day floats sometimes in the morning, sometimes at noon, sometimes at the afternoon. So then the whole Vest becomes a, the whole Oina, whole Oina Soyom becomes like Shasa Vest, and in order to Mekayim Prisha Samach, he has to be Parish the night before. So that the Shach basically explained how it all works, how the Orzerua works, or is needed or not needed by Vest Kavua. And the question we had was, well, how does the Orzerua apply if she doesn't have a Ves Kavua? If she has a Ves in a Kavua, how does the Orzerua, the Chumrah of the Orzerua apply? So look at Rav Moshe in Yoredeya, Simin, Yoredeya Chelek Gimel, Simin, Mem Ches. It comes up a couple of times. It comes up in packet 7 and also comes up in packet 8. So Rav Moshe says there that the Ves, you know, the Orzerua doesn't really apply to someone who doesn't have a Ves Kavua, right? But the if they have a Ona a Richta, says Rav Moshe, in other words, they have an Ona Richta, in other words, they sometimes see during the day, sometimes see during the night. So then that's Oina Richta, right? And then in order to fulfill Prisha Samach Levesis, they're going to need to be Parish both day and night. But that's not the Orzerua per se, right? That's not the Orzerua. It seems, according to Rav Moshe, if someone has a Vesa in a Kavua, which is by definition, it's not on the same Oina, right? It's not on the same Oina. It's sometimes during the day, sometimes during the night. So then you have to be Parish both the day and the night. That's not the Orzerua. It's just an Oina Richta. And to be Mekayim Prisha Samach the Vest, so then they're going to have to be Parish, both the day and the night. Right? So since she's seeing some time within that Yom Richta, by being Parish the 24-hour period, they're going to be Mekayim Prisha Samach the Vest. So that's not the Orzerua per se. It's just they're having an Oina Richta, and they're responding to the Oina Richta. The Shas Vesis is longer, and therefore to have a Prisha Samach the Vest, they have to be Purish for 24 hours.
So it's not necessarily the it's not the Or Zeruah per se. Reb Moshe says someone who has a who sees either by only by the day or they only see at night. So then he says it's really the Hachmir, the Chumrah of the Or Zeruah. So I think that's the it's perhaps in the using the logic of the Or Zeruah, but it's not the Or Zeruah. So for someone who doesn't have a Ves Kavua, they're not the Chumrah of the Or Zeruah doesn't apply. But if they have an Oina Rechta, so then they should be Pirish both day and night. So then it looks like the Or Zeruah, but it's not. So that answers that question, I think. The other question I wanted to look at was Toso says the Gemara Machlokes Rav and Shmuel on Samech Dalid Nida Gemara says Itmar. I think this is the beginning of packet 9. Itmar Yom Chamisha Asar L'Chodesh Zeh V'Yom Tes Zayin L'Chodesh Zeh V'Yom Shiva Asar V'Yom Shiva Asar L'Chodesh Zeh. Rav Amar Kava Laves is the Dilug. Rav says that this is considered Ves the Dilug. We see that every month the day that she sees is one springs forward one day, so then the next month she's going to have to on the 18th of the next month, so that she'll have to observe have a prisha and a bedika. Shmuel Amar ad she tashalish bedilug, she has to have ad tashalish bedilug. Rashi veyom tezvav ena min a minyan, the first sighting is not part of it. Shuhu tchilas riyasa vein shum dilug, the first sighting on the 15th of the first month wasn't part of. There's no dilug there. It's just like. So you need to have the dilug repeated three times, not just three sightings. So you need four sightings. It says Tosfos Itmar Rasa Tezvav Bechodesh Zeh Tezayin Bechodesh Zeh Perish Dafke Bechirai Gavna. Only in this scenario, only for Vesas a dilug, do you need to. Do you need, according to Shmuel, you need to have four sightings, with, in other words, three dilugs. Aval rasa gimel chadashim o bebeis lechodesh o beechad the kuli alma ein tzarek yoser. You don't need four; you just need three sightings. Kedamar, because the first sighting is going to be first sighting is one of the it's evidence. It's evidence that it's the chodesh. It's part of evidence that the Chodesh has been going on. Ein Tzarek Yosef, Kedomer La'el B'Soif B'Nois Kusim, V'Chazai, Reish Yarcha, V'Reish Yarcha, Afilu She'ata Matza, Afilu Echad Malev, Echad Chasar, Eina Yamim Shebein Re'iyah, the Re'iyah Shavim, Mikol Makom Kevias HaChodesh Goyim. So it doesn't, even though the Haflaga, even though the intervals are different, because the Chodashim are not necessarily of equal amount of days. They're not necessarily equal amount of days, but that's okay, because this is Ves L'Chodesh. It's the Kviyas HaChodesh is Goyrim. It's the Kviyas HaChodesh is Goyrim. So therefore, it's not the, you don't have to, the intervals do not have to be identical. So let's just take a look at the Gemara over there on Lamed Tes. So the Gemara Lama Tes Amid Beis at the bottom. Amar Rav Yochanan concurring to Chazai Reish Yarcha, V'Reish Yarcha, V'Esrim V'Chamisha B'Yarcha V'Reish Yarcha. So she saw on Rosh Chodesh 1 month, and Rosh Chodesh in the second month, and on that second month she saw on the 25th as well, and then on the next, the third Rosh Chodesh. So we say that really she saw in three Rosh Chodeshes, and the Re'iyah on the 25th was extra, right? It was an extra. It's not considered to be affecting or negating the Rosh Chodesh. In other words, we say over here we have a Ves Kavua, and the 25th is not going to ruin that. So, sounds like we have, according to Tosos accepts this idea that we have Ves Chodesh, right? Even though the Haflagas are of different lengths, right? The intervals are not equal, but it's the Kviyas HaKodesh is Goyim. Kviyas HaKodesh is Goyim, of course, is the famous Machlokas, the Ra'ah and the Rajba. Is it the Moilid, or is it the Beis Din that causes? And I think we paskin like the Rajba. But let's see the Ramban. The Ramban's going to say that we don't really have a Ves HaKodesh. This Gemara in Samach Dalet, the Gemara in Samach Dalet is really talking about Vesis HaFlaga, is talking about the Vesis HaYamim, the Vesis HaFlaga, where you have equal intervals. And let's see the Ramban here, it's on page 9, the packet 9. Ba'afal pisha ein HaFlaga shavos, she'ekad mali ve'ekad chaser, hilkach b'zo shedilug, kevan she'ein b'riyuse, b'rayu secho, tzad ha'shava lo, lo b'haflagos v'lo b'dilug, oimrim, oimrim me'al chodeshi koivaz. Rabbeinu Chanano, zal, kirab, isure, umihu dafke b'zo, shehi koivaz b'me ha'chodesh, avo b'yamim shekava b'haflaga, eina rishonim min aminyan, Tehi la bahaflaga kazite. So the Ramban, that was on page 10, that's what I was looking for. The Ramban on page 10. The Ulafi Daiti be and you see lo yafe kavanu harishonim be chaluke havestois. Sha'ani Omer ain't vessels ella lahaflaga shav. You only have it if you have equal intervals. The fisha oireach lizmanoi hu ba umismale v'noifetzis lizman hakavua shekevan shetivan shal b'nei adam. V'zeh she'omer b'tes vav. So the Gemara in Samach Tes, Samach Dalet, Amal Aleph, and Nida, she'omer b'tes vav b'chodesh zo v'yod vav b'chodesh zeh. Yud Zayim b'chodesh zeh b'chadashim hashavim hu or b'chaserim v'haflaga shalah shavim hi lamed beis yom. So, for example, if we had chadashim, it's possible to have a chodesh, three chadashim maleim, like Tishrei, Cheshbon, and Kislev. Or you can have three chadashim that are chaserim in a row, like Cheshvan, Kislev, and Tevis. So if that were to happen, if you have three chadashim that are all male or all chaser, so then when it's skipping forward, each year is skipping forward on the day of the month, the haflage is equal. The haflaga is equal. So as long as you have the months that are equal, so then even though on the calendar it's this month Tes Vav, and then the next month Tes Zayin, and then the next month Yud Zayin, the haflagas are always equal. So the Ramban says that's what's going on in the Gemara Nida, there, Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel. That it's talking about haflagos, and haflagos are 32 days, and so there's no such thing as a ves hachodesh according to the Ramban. Tosos holds the ves hachodesh, the Ramban holds there's no ves hachodesh, and the Ramban, however, advises to be machmir. Ubal nefesh yichush on page 11. Ubal nefesh yichush lahachmir. Beinyan avestos. Bein kidivareinu. Bein kidivri arishonim. Ad yara aleinu. Or al acherim ruach mimaroim lahachria ezehi haderech yishar shiavar loy haadam. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins there's such a thing, and that there is a, such a thing as Vasa Kodesh, and Kof Pei Tes Vav, Yishem Shkovas Vases, the Haflaga, Miyamim Shavim, Vesheinar Shavim, just like you have an interval vest, Kach Kovas Bimei HaKodesh, Vimei Shvua Shavim Vesheinar Shavim. Kitzav Rasa Gimel Palmi BeEchad BeShabbos or BeHei BeShabbos or BeEchad BeNisan or BeEchad BeIyar or BeEchad BeSivan or BeHei BeSivan or BeHei BeIyar BeHei BeNisan Kava Ala Vases BeEchad. So Afal Pish SheEchad Mali BeEchad Choser. Right, even though the months are not going to be the same length, and therefore the intervals are not going to be. The intervals are not going to be the same. Still, Avas L'Chodesh is a thing, and you have to be concerned for it. So, I think regarding Vesa's Haflaga, I think they're not so frequent. The Vesa Haflagas are not so frequent. Uzman Hazeh. I think I saw that somewhere, and so I think we'll stop there for today. We kind of turned back and to understand the Or Zeruah, how does the Or Zeruah apply to Vesa Eino Kavua, and we said really it doesn't apply, but the Prisha, the 24-hour Prisha does apply because they have a vest, they have a Oina Richta, and they're responding to the Oina Richta as opposed to responding to the Or Zeruah, since they see sometimes day, sometimes night, so then they need to be Porish for both. And then we discussed Machlekes Rav Shmuel, and you need three or four sightings for Vesta Dilug, and then the Machlekes, the Ramban and Tosos regarding is there a Vesta Kodesh at all, Shoknach, Paskins, that we are Koishish for Vesta Koish as well. So I think we'll hold it there. Any questions? Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Okay.